Much of it will end up at commercial waste collection facilities across the region, like River Birch Landfill in Avondale, Louisiana. Vic Culpepper is technical director there.
If it's water contaminated with hydrocarbons, we would send it to our Class 1 non-hazardous injection well.
River Birch constructed these injection wells to store the waste generated from the oil industry on a routine basis. The company pumps the contaminated water to a sand layer 7,000 feet below the surface.
It's a porous sand layer. It has liquids in the interstices of the pores, but it's a sand layer.
Now, if River Birch receives solid waste, say contaminated soil, that has to be handled differently. They add an agent to solidify any liquids, and it is put into a special landfill. The same goes for any other solids, according to Rodney Mallett of Louisiana's Department of Environmental Quality.
Contaminated rags, gloves, all the disposable personal protective equipment is classified as a solid waste, and it goes to the Type 1 DEQ-permitted landfill that has the double liner and the leachate collection system,
which helps keep any runoff out of the groundwater.